Lesson 6C. Exercises 7 and 8.
So, how did Nelly first get the idea of travelling around the world?
She read a novel by Jules Verne called Around the World in 80 Days. Nelly decided to copy the adventure and try to go around the world in fewer than 80 days.
80 days seems like quite a long time.
Well, the year was 1888, and of course, in those days, there were no aeroplanes or helicopters. As a result, it took a long time to travel long distances.
So how did Nelly pay for this adventure?
The owner of the newspaper, Joseph Pulitzer, agreed to pay for it. It was good publicity. Indeed, another New York newspaper, called Cosmopolitan, thought it was such a good idea that they sent their own reporter, Elizabeth Bisland, to go around the world too.
Did the two women travel together?
No. They both left New York on the 14th of November 1889, but Nelly went east, across the Atlantic to London. Elizabeth travelled in the opposite direction, west across the United States.
So it was a race.
Exactly. Who could go around the world first?
And how did Nelly get on?
Most of her trip went well. From London, she went to France and met the author Jules Verne in a town called Amiens. She then went by train to Brindisi in Italy. From there, a ship took her to Port Said in Egypt, then Singapore and Hong Kong. There, she boarded another ship to take her back to the USA. However, while she was crossing the Pacific Ocean, there was a storm. She arrived late in San Francisco and missed her train to New York.
Oh dear. So what happened?
Joseph Pulitzer didn't want Nelly to lose the race. For that reason, he paid for a private train to bring her home. She managed to win the race and go around the world in 72 days, 6 hours, 11 minutes, and 14 seconds.